From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with politics. Tonight at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, former Senator John Edwards will endorse his one-time rival, Barack Obama. Both Obama and Hillary Clinton lobbied hard for Edwards' support since he dropped out of the primary race in late January. This comes the day after Hillary Clinton beat Obama in the West Virginia Democratic primary by about 40 points. The numbers nationwide in the flow of high-profile supporters to Obama seems to be spelling doom for Clinton. Among Obama's other new endorsements, today the abortion rights group NARAL announced its support. Many prominent women's groups have backed Clinton.
So why is Senator Clinton staying in the race? As NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, Clinton is trying to build up bargaining power for whatever she wants, which might include a spot on the ticket.
In past presidential primaries, runners-up have bargained for different things: help in retiring campaign debt, language in the party platform, the first open seat on the Supreme Court, or the vice presidency. Both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been asked about the idea of a unity ticket many times. Their answers are always the same: friendly but noncommittal.
You know, I'm sure Hillary would be on anybody's short list.
All right. What about Senator Clinton? What do you think about a Clinton-Obama, Obama-Clinton ticket?
Well, I have to agree with everything Barack just said.
Although at least one top Clinton advisor has said privately she'd jump at the chance, communications director Howard Wolfson is less enthusiastic.
I've seen no evidence of her interest in it, and I think any talk of it is premature.
But Democrats are talking about it. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows 3 out of 5 Democrats like the idea. Steve Jarding is a Democratic consultant unaffiliated with either campaign.
There's a whole lot of people out there, millions of voters, I think, that would love to see that ticket. Because we've heard it a lot through this campaign. If we could just get kind of some of Hillary's experience and we could get some of Obama's new ideas and freshness, boy, we'd have the perfect candidate. Well, we can't combine the two into one person, but we could potentially combine the two onto a ticket. So I don't think that's far-fetched.
And Mario Cuomo, the former governor of New York, thinks it makes practical political sense.
Obama cannot win against McCain without almost all of the votes that Hillary Clinton is getting from her separate, distinct constituency. She can't win, if she were to be successful by some small miracle, without most of the votes that Obama is getting. Because you need her votes, she needs your votes. You don't have to be a Wall Street genius to figure out that calls for merger.
Phil Bredesen, the Democratic governor of Tennessee, however, has a different view of what these two fairly liberal Democrats need in a vice president.
I honestly believe that each of the candidates ought to try to find a vice president who moves them toward the middle. That would be the highest goal, and that probably is not each other. They both need some people who can help get that swing vote that'll determine who the next president is.
Strategist Mark Melman, also unaffiliated with either candidate, says there are other reasons why it might not be such a dream ticket after all.
I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to put this unity ticket together, but I'm not sure that kind of ticket really has the kind of advantages that people assume. People use the vice presidential pick in different ways, but most often it's to send a message. Sometimes that's a message of balance, geographic or ideological balance. Sometimes it's a message of reinforcement. When Bill Clinton picked Al Gore, he was really reinforcing the message of young, progressive Southerners together on the ticket. This is not exactly a reinforcement kind of message either.
The message Obama wants to reinforce, of course, is change. And he's been arguing that Clinton is more of the same. People familiar with the thinking inside the Obama camp say Clinton has too much baggage. And then there's the question of what Bill Clinton's role would be. Senator Ted Kennedy, a prominent Obama supporter, said he didn't think a joint ticket was possible.
I would hope that he would also give consideration to somebody that is in tune with his appeal for the nobler aspirations of the American people. And I think if we had real leadership, as we do with Barack Obama, in the number two spot as well, it would be enormously helpful.
We're still a long way from finding out whether Clinton would even want the number two spot or whether Obama would offer it to her. In the meantime, Mario Cuomo is hoping the dream ticket will come true.
For all you people who say it couldn't happen, really? Look at all the things that happened already in this campaign that couldn't happen. The very unlikeliness of winding up where you are now, an African-American and a woman, and one of them going to be president of the United States if they do it right. That by itself is the ultimate in unlikely results.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.